Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 136 for Friday, November 7th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market bounced around both sides of unchanged Friday, but settled with losses in most months. Canola was steady to $3 lower at the close, the January contract down $2.70 at $437.50 per ton. Good demand from both exporters and domestic crushers did account for much of the buying interest earlier in the day, with end users said to be paying up in an effort to encourage continued farmer sales. A turn higher in Chicago soybeans also lent some support to the Canadian market. However, a stronger tone in the Canadian dollar, which was up by about 0.75 cents today, was bearish overall and contributed to the eventual turn lower in canola. The expectations for a record large U.S. soybean crop and relatively favorable South American crop conditions also put some pressure on values. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley saw some activity once again, moving up $8 in the December contract to trade at $154 per ton. In the U.S., soybeans were up, but corn and wheat were both down. The USDA releases its updated supply-demand estimates for the month on Monday, and positioning ahead of that report was a feature in all three commodities. Soybeans were up 7 to 11 cents, the January contract up 11 at 10.39 per bushel. Good U.S. harvest weather and record production prospects initially weighed on soybeans. Improving moisture conditions for beans in Brazil were also bearish. However, soybeans managed to turn higher as the day progressed, with solid end-user demand behind some of that strength. U.S. soybean exports remain robust, especially to China, while tight nearby supplies of soy meal also continue to prop up the market. Corn, meanwhile, was down 3 to 4 cents, the December contract down 4 at $3.67 per bushel. With only 20% of the U.S. corn harvest left to go, the favorable Midwestern forecast should allow farmers to make some good progress over the weekend. However, there's also some snow in the forecasts for a few areas, which may cause delays. A lack of end-user demand did contribute to the softer tone in corn and was likely accounting for the fact that corn failed to follow beans higher. Wheat was down 5 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 5 at $5.15 per bushel. Just as in corn, wheat found itself pressured by a lack of end-user demand, with the recent strength of the U.S. dollar only adding to the fact that U.S. wheat does remain expensive in the global market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, November 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.